The importance of water, sanitation and sustainable energy in the post-2015 development agenda was the subject of an open debate of the General Assembly on Tuesday. The United Nations estimates that 2.5 billion people don't have access to adequate sanitation. Next year is the deadline for the Millennium Development Goals, or MDGs, to eradicate extreme poverty. World leaders are now looking beyond 2015 and working on sustainable development goals after that year. Opening Tuesday's debate, the President of the General Assembly, Ambassador John Ash, described the water, sanitation and sustainable energy crisis as the preeminent development challenges.
We can no longer remain resigned or silent whilst a lack of access to water, sanitation and sustainable energy services takes a tragic and daily toll on the lives of millions of poor people, especially women and young girls. Addressing this nexus of water, sanitation and sustainable energy is not just a matter of grave concern. It is a matter of moral imperative for the entire international community.
The importance of water, sanitation and sustainable energy was also underscored by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. He said in the poorest communities around the world, hundreds of millions of people, especially women and children, spend hours each day collecting fire, wood and water.
Inadequate sanitation presents a further threat to health, dignity and development. Some 2.5 billion people lack access to adequate sanitation. Some 1 billion people practice open defecation. Access to safe drinking water, sanitation, and hygiene must feature prominently in the post-2015 development agenda. We must improve water quality and the management of water resources and wastewater.
Girish Menon, Deputy Chief Executive of WaterAid, representing civil society, noted that for everyone attending the General Assembly meeting, access to a toilet and safe water is guaranteed. He said working at WaterAid, he is constantly reminded of the 2.5 billion people who don't have access to a toilet.
I'm reminded of what an elderly woman told me when I visited her village in the Luapula province of Zambia. She said, and I quote, "Life was full of challenges. For our women, finding a place to relieve ourselves was a daily challenge. We had to restrain ourselves all throughout the day and wait till darkness fell before going out to the bushes to relieve ourselves, constantly conscious of the dangers lurking, be it due to wild animals, snakes, or even men who used to take advantage of our vulnerability. Mercifully, it has now changed. All our houses have a clean toilet."
Mr. Menon noted that sanitation remains one of the most off track of all the Millennium Development Goals targets. He said no village, no city, and no country has ever lifted themselves out of poverty without first improving water, sanitation, and hygiene. Derek Mbata, United Nations.